Hello, everyone. This is Burton Ambrose, the CEO of Hollywood Insider. Today, we're going to focus on the Oscars 2021, all the people and the movies that have been nominated for the Academy Awards. And we're just basically going to have a... I'm going to tell you my thoughts on what's going on, what I think of the nominees, what should have been better, who got left out, and what has changed for the better. And I hope it stays so for good. The first things first, the fact that there will even be an Oscars this year is nothing short of a miracle. It's hard to believe only a little over a year ago we were celebrating Parasite, basically dominating the 2020 Academy Awards. Now we have another Korean movie, Minari. Well, is it a Korean movie? It's not. It is a Hollywood movie. To me, and to anyone with a modicum of intelligence and wisdom, can see that Minari is not a Korean movie. It is an American movie. It is a Hollywood movie. Now, I have a fear about Minari. Minari is good enough that it could win the Best Picture Oscar. The hindrance that I see in its place is that people might decide, all right, we've just gave a Korean movie the Best Picture Oscar in 2020. How can we have another movie that could be mistaken for a Korean movie a Best Picture Oscar in 2021? Now that would be unfair to Minari and its credibility. Minari is a Hollywood movie. It is an American movie. Yes, it does involve Korean culture. But it is a Hollywood movie, an American movie. I believe that if Minari is going to win, then it should be allowed to win on the basis that it is an excellent movie. But if Minari is supposed to win, can win, or has the goods to win, but that award gets taken away because just the last year a Korean movie had won, then that would be entirely unfair. Recently, I commented on the victory of correctly selecting the nominees for the 2021 Oscars. This is pretty much what my statement said. I stated, talent, diversity, and authenticity matter in cinema and storytelling. In fact, I reckon that we should announce talents, diversity, authenticity, storytelling, cinema, Oscars, Academy, Awards as synonyms of each other. Hence, I am incredibly ecstatic regarding the 93rd Oscar nominations, which respects my previous statement. In 2021, the Academy has finally gotten it right after 93 years, as they have shown respect to talent regardless of their skin color, race, gender, sexuality, religion, nationality, etc. Thus allowing authenticity into this merit system just by something as simple as showing respect to the human species, factual diversity. And voila! The Academy Awards are suddenly so much greater just by allowing appreciation of talent in all its shapes, sizes, and forms. We are far from done. This year was not without its faults, hinting at Jodie Foster, Spike Lee, Regina King, Aaron Sorkin, Zendaya, to name a few. Yet there were some major strides and leaps, which we must acknowledge. I had previously penned an article on how 2019 Oscars had shown us a glimpse of victory in diversity with the victory of Egyptian-American Rami Malek for Best Actor for playing the gay superstar Freddie Mercury, who was of British, Tanzanian, Indian heritage. Olivia Colman for Best Actress for playing a lesbian queen. Mahershala Ali for Best Supporting Actor for playing a gay black pianist. And Regina King for Best Supporting Actress. I wondered and worried if the 91st Oscars in 2019 was just a fluke, a flash in the pan, and if the Academy would ever bring that level back for good. I believe with this year's Oscars and the new rules set in place, talent, diversity, authenticity, storytelling, cinema, Oscars, Academy, awards are here to stay as synonyms of each other. Are you listening, Academy and Oxford English Dictionary? I do not believe in tokenism. Both tokenism and lack of diversity are a threat to cinema, storytelling and any form of art. Most importantly, humanity and the human species itself. I do not believe that anyone should be handed an award just due to their skin color, race, gender, sexuality, religion, nationality, etc. Alone. No matter what spot on the spectrum they fall on. Having said that, award winners, which include nominees, must be chosen on the greatness of their talent alone. To be accurate, let me rephrase it this way. If a person who is blank, fill in the blank with one of those specifications that humans love aligning to. Again, to be accurate, let me rephrase it this way. If a person who is blank is immensely talented, they should win and or be nominated for an award regardless of their skin color, race, gender, sexuality, religion, nationality, etc. And a person who is blank should not be handed an award and or be nominated only due to their skin color, race, gender, sexuality, religion, nationality, etc. And an incredibly talented person should not be ignored due to prejudice against their blank. Fill in the blanks with whomever and any demographic term you want. Hence, thank you to the Academy Awards for the incredibly talented 2021 Oscar nominees who have been recognized for their work regardless of their place on the diversity spectrum. I hope this is only the start of the Academy Awards' respectful and celebration of talent, diversity and authenticity, and that it continues to flourish, elevating cinema to greater cinema, to greater heights and destinies. Congratulations to all the nominees and best of luck. Congratulations to all the people who got to make movies and fulfill their dreams, nominated or not. Cinema is important, and we are all lucky to be a part, to be a member of it. Long live Oscars, long live cinema, long live diversity. So now that you've heard my thoughts on how brilliant the Academy Awards were this year, let's carry on to the nominees. The list of nominees and what I think about each and every one of them, or at least some of them. Here is the official list of nominees for the 93rd Academy Awards. This year, we had 8 nominees for Best Picture. They are The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, The Trial of the Chicago 7. In fact, Hollywood Insider had predicted 2021 Oscars Best Picture, and we got 8 out of 8 accurate. The Father definitely deserves it. I mean, look at the cast list. Anthony Hopkins and Olivia Colman, both Oscar winners. The next one on the line, Judas and the Black Messiah, with Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield. Again, another sure thing. Mank, another sure thing. It's based on old Hollywood, so we know that it was going to make an impact. Minari, another sure thing. Steven Yeun is one of the greatest and most sought after actors at the moment. Watch Minari and you will see what I'm talking about. We paid tribute to Steven Yeun recently at Hollywood Insider and the article went viral. The article is also available for you to view on youtube.com. Nomadland, Chloe Zhao and Oscar winner Frances McDormand. Of course. Chloe Zhao has now become, if she wins, she'll become the only second woman to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture and also the first Asian person, first Asian woman to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Promising Young Woman with Carey Mulligan. Great movie. Do I believe that it should have been nominated for Best Picture? It's a strong movie, but it's not as strong as the other seven. Sound of Metal, 100%. Riz Ahmed has had this. This has been a long time coming for Riz Ahmed. When you watch the movie, you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. A British Asian actor. The Trial of the Chicago 7. Of course, Aaron Sorkin's brilliant, brilliant movie. In the nominations for Best Director, we have Thomas Vinterberg for Another Round, which is a Danish movie starring Mads Mikkelsen. We had predicted this. David Fincher for Mank, of course. Lee Isaac Chung for Minari, of course. Chloe Zhao for Nomadland, of course, of course, of course. Emerald Fennell for Promising Young Woman. Hollywood Insider had predicted and gotten 4 out of 5 accurate in this category. Best Actor in a Leading Role, Riz Ahmed for Sound of Metal, 100% well-deserved. Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, 100% well-deserved. Anthony Hopkins for The Father, 100% well-deserved. Gary Oldman for Mank, 100% well-deserved. Stephen Yeun for Minari, 100% well-deserved. Hollywood Insider had predicted 5 out of 5 of these. Now, who do I think has the most chances? Going back to Best Picture as well, I think the most chances here for Best Picture is between Nomadland, Minari, and possibly Judas and the Black Messiah. I think those are my top three. For Best Director, I personally think Chloe Zhao will take the award. If not, it might be Lee Isaac Chung. Best Actor in a Leading Role, my bet is on Chadwick Boseman. It will be a posthumous win. If not Chadwick Boseman, then I believe Riz Ahmed, Stephen Yeun, or Anthony Hopkins has a better chance than Gary Oldman. I'm personally rooting for either Riz Ahmed or Stephen Yeun to win. Of course, Anthony Hopkins is always, always the front runner. For Best Actress in a Leading Role, Viola Davis's electric performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Andra Day's soulful performance in The United States versus Billie Holiday, Vanessa Kirby's silently screaming and powerful performance in Pieces of a Woman, Frances McDormand's always, always magnificent performance in Nomadland, and Carey Mulligan's terrifying performance in Promising Young Woman. Hollywood Insider had predicted 4 out of 5 of these. Who do I think has the highest chance of winning? I personally believe it's Frances McDormand. Just because she is an actress like no other. This lady has won Oscars for Best Actress before. And I think this will be another win for her. If not her, then I believe the second likeliest winner is Viola Davis. If not either of these two, then I believe Andra Day. Although Vanessa Kirby's performance cannot be denied in Pieces of a Woman. Pieces of a Woman is an incredibly difficult movie to watch. So I highly, highly suggest being careful and being precautious. I had to pause it multiple times because it was far too difficult for me to watch. Vanessa Kirby's performance. I've paid attention to Vanessa Kirby since her performance in The Crown. There is a particular scene when King George passes away and the staff and the courtiers and the Queen are running around trying to get to the king's room, but Vanessa Kirby just stands there in shock, barely dropping one or two tears. And that scene alone let me know how great of an actress Vanessa Kirby is. There is a lot more to come from this lady, and I for one am excited. Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Hollywood Insider predicted 4 out of 5 of these. They are Sacha Baron Cohen for Trial of the Chicago 7, of course. Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah, of course. Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami, of course. Paul Rossi for Sound of Metal, of course. Lakeith Stanfield for Judas and the Black Messiah, of course. I personally don't agree that Daniel Kaluuya should have been nominated in the Best Actor in a Supporting Role, because his was a bona fide leading role. So if anything, he should have been nominated in the leading category. So I think he'll win just because of the fact that he has been misplaced. If not him, then I think Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami, Regina King's brilliant, brilliant movie. And if not Leslie, then Lakeith Stanfield for Judas and the Black Messiah. Best Actress in Supporting Role. The five nominees, we predicted 5 out of 5 of them. Without a doubt, Borat, the subsequent movie films, groundbreaking, breakthrough actress, Maria Bakalova, is a nominee. She has an extreme chance of winning. Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy. Olivia Colman for The Father. Amanda Seyfried for Mank. Yoo Jung-yoon for Minari. I personally believe this is a race between Glenn Close and Yoo Jung-yoon. Although I do believe Yoo Jung-yoon is going to take the award. But we shall see. I would love to see both either Glenn Close or Yoo Jung-yoon win. For Best Adapted Screenplay, Hollywood Insider predicted 5 out of 5 of these. We have Borat's subsequent film, which is a screenplay by Sacha Baron Cohen, Anthony Hines, Dan Swimer, Peter Bainham, Erica Rivinoha, Dan Mazer, Jenna Friedman, Lee Kern, and story by Sacha Baron Cohen, Anthony Hines, Dan Swimer, and Nina Pedrad. The Father by Christopher Hampton and Florian Zeller. Nomadland by Chloe Zhao. One Night in Miami by Kemp Powers. The White Tiger by Ramin Barani. I personally believe this one is going to be taken by Nomadland's Chloe Zhao or One Night in Miami's Kemp Powers. Best Original Screenplay. Hollywood Insider predicted 5 out of 5 of these. We have Judas and the Black Messiah, screenplay by Will Burson and Shaka King. Story by Will Burson, Shaka King, Kenny Lucas, Keith Lucas. Minari by Lee Isaac Chung. Promising Young Woman by Emerald Fennell. Sound of Metal by, screenplay by Darius Marder, Abraham Marder. Story by Darius Marder, Derek Kianfrance. The Trial of the Chicago 7 by Aaron Sorkin. This one is going to be a show. I personally would like to see Sound of Metal winning just because it is so unique and original. If not, then it will be Sound of Metal or Minari or The Trial of the Chicago 7. Just because Aaron Sorkin is just brilliant in everything he does. Best Animated Feature Film. Hollywood Insider predicted 4 out of 5 of these. Onward from Pixar. Over the Moon from Netflix. Are Shaun the Sheep. Farmageddon from Netflix, Soul by Pixar, and Wolfwalkers by Apple TV Plus and G Kids. I personally think Soul will take this out and will win without a doubt. Soul was transcended ages, transcended cultures, transcended religions. So for me, I would really like to see Soul win. The other strong contender is Onward or Wolfwalkers. For the Best Animated Short Film category, I must state I have not watched any 5 of these, but Hollywood Insider had predicted 2 out of 5 of these. The nominations are Burrow from Disney Plus and Pixar, Genius Losi from Kazakh Productions, If Anything Happens, I Love You from Netflix, Opera from Beasts and Natives Alike, Yes People from Kao's Holomai. For the Best International Feature Film category, Hollywood Insider predicted only 1 out of 5, and that the one that we predicted is Another Round with Mads Mikkelsen from Denmark, Better Days from Hong Kong, Collective from Romania, The Man Who Sold His Skin from Tunisia, and Quo Vadi Ida from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Best Live Action Short Film. Hollywood Insider predicted 2 out of 5 of these. Feeling Through, the letter room, the present, two distant strangers, white eye. For best documentary feature, Hollywood Insider predicted 2 out of 5 of these, Collective from Magnolia Pictures and Participant, Crip Camp from Netflix, The Mole Agent from Gravitas Ventures, My Octopus Teacher from Netflix, Time from Amazon Studios. I personally think, for me, my biggest winner is My Octopus Teacher. Please do yourself a favor and watch My Octopus Teacher. My Octopus Teacher is not just a documentary. It is a meditative experience. You will not be the same person by the time you have completed this documentary. I refuse to say any more so as to not provide any spoilers, but this is a must, must, must. Best documentary short subject. Hollywood Insider predicted only 1 out of 5 of these. Colette, Time Travel Unlimited. A Concerto is a Conversation by Breakwater Studios. Do Not Split by Field of Vision. Hunger Ward by MTV Documentary Films. A Love Song for Latasha by Netflix. Best Original Score. Hollywood Insider predicted 5 out of 5 of these. Da 5 Bloods for Terrence Blanchard, Mank, Trent Reznor or Atticus Ross, Minari, Emile Mozeri, News of the World, James Newton Howard, Soul, Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross or John Batiste. I personally think the winners are between Minari or Soul. Best Original Song. Hollywood Insider predicted 5 out of 5 for these. Fight for You, Judas and the Black Messiah, Hear My Voice, The Trial of the Chicago 7, Husavik for Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, EOC, Scene, The Life Ahead, Speak Now, One Night in Miami. I personally think this is between Speak Now and One Night in Miami. Speak Now from One Night in Miami or EOC Scene in the Life Ahead. Sophia Loren is a goddess and her performance in this movie, directed by her own son, is beyond this world. Although I would like to see Husavik win for Eurovision because Iceland had campaigned to get Husavik a nomination. For Best Sound, Hollywood Insider predicted 4 out of 5 of these. Greyhound by Warren Shaw, Michael Minkler, Bo Borders, and David Wyman. Mank by Ren Klais, Jeremy Mollard, David Parker, Nathan Nance, and Drew Koonin. News of the World by Oliver Tarney, Mike Prestwood-Smith, William Miller, and John Pritchett. Soul by Ren Klais, Koya Elliott, and David Parker. Sound of Metal by Nicholas Becker, Jamie Baxt, Michelle Cotelunc, Carlos Cortez, and Philippe Blard. My prediction for this one is definitely with Mank or Soul, because those are the only two that have original sound. My predictions are between Sound of Metal and Mank, because these two are the most original. Mank has a sound that has not been heard before, or is not usual. It's unusual. It's original. It has a purpose. The same with the Sound of Metal. It's original. It's unique, and it has a purpose. For Best Cinematography, I believe the winners, Hollywood Insider predicted 5 out of 5 of these. The five predictions are, the nominees are Judas and the Black Messiah, Sean Bobbitt, Mank, Eric Messerschmidt, News of the World, Darius Wolski, Nomadland, Joshua James Richards, The Trial of the Chicago 7, Fedden, Papa Michael. I personally think it is a contest between Mank and Nomadland. For the Best Makeup and Hairstyling category, Hollywood Insider predicted 5 out of 5. The nominations are Emma, Maryse Langan, Lauren Allen, Claudia Stolze, Hillbilly Elegy, Erin Kruger Mekash, Patricia Dehaney, Matthew Mungle, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Sergio Lopez Rivera, Mia Neal, Jamaica Wilson, Mank, Kimberly Spiteri, Gigi Williams, Colleen Labaff, Pinocchio, Mark Coulier, Dahlia Coley, Francesco Pegoretti. For me, the three ties are between Hillbilly Elegy, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and Mank. Obviously, I would have loved for Pinocchio to win because that's one of my favorite movies, the animation version. And the reason I like, I'm also kind of rooting for Pinocchio, even though I don't think it's going to win, is because of Roberto Benigni. I would love to see his return to the Oscars. I love a good comeback story. For Best Costume Design, Hollywood Insider predicted 5 out of 5. Emma, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Mank, Mulan, Pinocchio. I believe the winner for this one is either going to be Ma Rainey's Black Bottom or Mank, just because Hollywood loves period pieces. Emma is a period piece, Ma Rainey's a period piece, Mank is a period piece, Mulan is a period piece. So it's either Ma Rainey's Black Bottom or Mank. Best Production Design, Hollywood Insider predicted 5 out of 5 for these. The Father, production design by Peter Francis and set decoration by Kathy Featherstone. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, production design Mark Ricker, set decoration Karen O'Hara and Diana Stoughton. Mank, production design Donald Graham Burt, set decoration Jan Pascal. News of the World, production design David Crank, set decoration Elizabeth Keenan. Tenet, production design Nathan Crowley, set decoration Kathy Lucas. For this, the production design aspect of it, I think the contenders here are Mank or Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Tenet is a contender because it's a Christopher Nolan film and the difficulties that are associated with bending time for a movie. For Best Film Editing, Hollywood Insider predicted 5 out of 5 for these. We have The Father, Yorgos Lanthimos, Nomadland, Chloe Zhao, Promising Young Woman, Frederick Thorvald, Sound of Metal, Mikkel, E.G. Nielsen, The Trial of the Chicago 7, Alan Baumgarten. Again, for editing, it's either going to be Nomadland or Sound of Metal. But we shall see. Best Visual Effects, Hollywood Insider predicted 3 out of 5 of these. Love and Monsters, by Matt Sloan, Genevieve Camilleri, Matt Everett, and Brian Cox. The Midnight Sky, Matthew Cashmere, Christopher Lawrence, Max Solomon, and David Watkins. Mulan, Sean Faden, Anders Langlands, Seth Morey, and Steve Ingram. The One and Only Ivan, Nick Davis, Greg Fisher, Ben Jones, and Santiago Coloma Martinez. Tenet, Andrew Jackson, David Lee, Andrew Lockley, and Scott Fisher. I think for the visual effects part, Tenet is probably the surefire winner. Hollywood Insider will continue to congratulate and would like to provide our best of luck to all the nominees. The 93rd Academy Awards will take place and be broadcast on April 25, 2021 on ABC in America. I do not know about the rest of the world. I believe Google will help. Now I want to also have a conversation on the fact that I think there should be a category for stunts. Stunt people make movies come to life. So the fact that we do not have an award category for stunt people is vehemently wrong. So I would love to see a section for stunt. And I hope it happens sooner than rather than later. Now, thank you so much. And I will speak to all of you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.